back to the Nutra Medical Report. We have Tex Mars, and Tex will be on next Friday, too, in the first hour. Tex, your latest book, what's the title, and why did you write it?
The title, how are you doing, Dr. Bill? Let me first of all say welcome to you, too. Great to be with you again.
You sound great on Skype. Obviously, Skype's working today. As I said, you come next door for a coffee, but I guess you're in Texas, so hard to travel to California through the cyberspace.
Well, the title of the book is Holy Serpent of the Jews. A lot of people say, what does that got to do with a major religion like Judaism or the Jewish people? The Holy Serpent, how can a serpent be holy? And what do the rabbis have to do?
What percentage of the current so-called synagogues in America and the West are keepers of what's called the Talmud of Babylon, the Zohar, and the Sefiot Zaira? What percentage would you say?
You mean how many?
Out of 1,000 or 10,000 synagogues in America, what percentage are actually believe what you're saying in this book, which I know is true? Of course, one of the major barriers is people say, I don't know why you have Tex Mars in. He's anti-Semitic. I'm thinking, no, he's not. Neither am I. In fact, I'm a Semite, okay? My parents, grandparents, my ancestors are all Semites. So let's stop all that foolishness. What percentage of these synagogues believe this foolishness?
I think the majority do. Majority.
That's pretty serious, part of the reason why we see so many Jews rebel against it and become either secular agnostics, atheists, communists, or whatever, because they look at it and say, this is nonsensical and evil and disgusting material.
Well, a few Jews may say that, but I doubt if the major rabbis would.
No, not the major rabbis. They're deep in the system.
Sure.
In fact, the best way to describe it, and I had a rabbi who actually wanted to teach me about 26 years ago, Hebrew. He said, look, I'm going to just honor you because you're a Cohen, a Cohen descendant. And I said, we're wizards and warlocks. We're involved with summoning demonic powers. I said, you're kidding. He said, we're closer to Harry Potter than we are to you so-called foolish Christians that think that we're Judeo-Christianity. I said, we're nothing like that.
Mm.
And he said, do you still want me to teach you? I said, I don't think so. So, let's start getting a reality check here. So one of the things that I do on my show is I do what I call mixed mental martial arts. I punch through the target. I don't give people quarter. I don't give anybody quarter. In fact, I call most of the public religions on Earth realize going on, which is why you wrote your other book also, which I agree with totally. And pastors and churches gone wild. I can't take enough spiritual anti-nauseants to go to virtually all, not all, but close, of the public churches in America. It's disgusting. It's evil. There's no nice words for it. And the thing is, if we don't repent, we have judgment coming on the earth, not only climatic judgment, tectonic judgment, geopolitical judgment, Hiraj, which is the third woe of the Bible, which I talked about with Jonathan Gray. So many judgments are literally at the doors right now, and people still are just going about their daily business like it's just fine. And they don't understand that world politics is steered by demonic maniacs like this current Pope, Jesuit Pope, who's not a Christian, and Talmudic Jews, and world bankers that are completely steered by evil. And people just pretend it doesn't matter. Just like, the demonic, the avatared presidential candidate and witch, not just a witch in terms of her personality type, but a real witch, high-level Mason, Hitlery, rotten Clinton, the Hildebeest. So let's face the music, people. If we want America to be great again, it has to become spiritually great, which means repentance. Truth first, and then repentance.
Well, we have to understand, first of all, that the nation of Israel is controlled by Orthodox Judaism.
Yes.
There's conservative Jews, Reformed Jews, or different, just like we have denominations,
right,
as you know, in Christianity. There are different types of Jews.
Right.
But in general, the Jews adhere to two major books. Now, we're the people of the book, the Christians, because we believe in the Old and New Testament, the 66 Bible. Books, the King James Bible, whatever version you believe in. Still, we're of the Bible. But the Jews are really not of the Bible. They are not of the Old Testament. They do profess a belief in the first five books, which is the Torah.
Yeah.
But then they claim that the serpent the holy serpent is found within those five books. In fact, they say that the letter V, or vowel, which is the sixth letter of the Jewish alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet, let's just say, is in the very smack in middle of the Torah. So they say he is the central feature. He is the central showcase being. I call him the devil, of course, because that's what the serpent is. The Bible tells us very clearly. Exactly. In Revelation, the serpent is the dragon. He's the very evil. Lucifer, we have many different names for him. But we want to, you know, Dr. Bill, we want to start with this. In Judaism, now, again, I'm not talking about every Jew. I'm talking about the majority. Now, first of all, they do not normally teach a Gentile. If you go to a rabbi and say, hey, I want to learn about your holy book. Okay, their most holy book is considered the Talmud, as you know, the Babylonian, the Babylonian Talmud, the official name for it. But that's a series of 60 or 70 books. And they study their whole life, studying all the pages, even the words, even the punctuation of the Talmud. But in addition to that, though, they have another series of books called the Kabbalah,
Right.
And there's five or six books in relation to the Kabbalah. Now, both of these are all mixed up. The Talmud has much of what the Kabbalah has. The Kabbalah includes a Talmud. And so you need to study both of these books. But some rabbis specialize on the Talmud, others on the Kabbalah. But together, you can become a rounded rabbi by studying both of these books. Now, they will take people who want to study the Kabbalah, and the rabbis will mentor them. And think about this. We have, for example, Madonna. We have, Michael Jackson was mentored by a rabbi. We have Rihanna, the black singer. All of these people, Britney Spears. And that's why they perform with serpents. You'll find all of these people performing with serpents. You know, Britney Spears holds up the great white serpent. Madonna has a serpent. Michael Jackson has a serpent. You ask yourself, why do these people who study the Kabbalah, these so-called entertainers, why do they lift up? They actually lift up and have people all around them on stage worshiping the serpent. What is that all about? Well, it has to do with their belief in the Kabbalah. Now, the Kabbalah has been around since maybe the 14th, 15th century, even before that, from Babylon. But now it is probably the most respected book among Jews. And there's a great fad, a craze for learning it, the Talmud. Even Bill and Hillary Clinton study the Talmud. Whitney Houston, who's dead now, drug overdose, she studied the Talmud. Now, the Kabbalah.
And what was in the Kabbalah that gave them a sense of power?
Because the Kabbalah tells them that they can communicate and they can cause the serpent and other lesser demonic personages to do their bidding. For example, both the Talmud and the Kabbalah say that the serpent can be your friend. He is your companion. Sure. He will be your guide. He will lead you in your life toward God, and you can become a god by his help. So, you know, let's go back to the beginnings of religion.
Sounds a lot like the Garden of Eden, doesn't it?
There you go. The Garden of that is a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
Because in the Garden of Eden, Dr. Bill, we have a situation where we have what we call original sin.
Right.
Adam and Eve were without sin until the serpent came and seduced Eve, and so forth. And then began original sin. And so we all have original sin. But the Jews, all of the Jews that I know of, maybe there's a few, when you say all, you know, you're always wrong, usually.
Right.
But the Jews believe in their religion that there is no original sin. They believe that this was an advantage that the serpent gave. The serpent was the helper. He was the companion in the garden, and he assisted Adam and Eve in their quest to become as gods. Remember, he said, did God really say that? one another. You'll become as gods, and you'll know good and evil.
Right.
You see, because the Jews believe that they can do as mikvahs or good works or bad works,
right.
really, both good and evil, and both of them will count toward their future destiny. You can be as evil as you want, or you can be as good as you desire. But both will get you toward that destiny, your portion of the future world. All right?
Which is interesting because, and I've said this on the show, especially recently, many times, there's only one sin you can do, which is to not hear and do the will of God, which in Hebrew means to Shema. So what they're basically preaching is, you must continuously sin against God by not accepting His judgment, His wisdom, and His love as ultimate and always correct. And you may decide for yourself what is good or evil, which is exactly the only sin you can do, because you can't sin against creation or against a fellow man or anything else. You can only sin against God, which King David did, knew that when he killed Uriah, he didn't sin against Uriah. He did evil against him, but he sinned against the will of God. And he repented to God because he realized he had sinned against the will of God for his life, which is why his first child was taken. So what people are seeing here with Judaism is exactly preaching the satanic gospel of you must decide for yourself what is good or evil, which is why you see transhumanists being Jewish. You see the move toward merging with technology, the rule of the New World Order, vast population reduction, and you know trying to control Tier 1 science. We see globalism headed by Jesuits, which are not the Society of Jesus, either Society of Satanists, combined with Talmudic Judaism in a cabal to try to literally extinguish the spirit of mankind and the willingness to do the will of the Most High God, to literally bring heaven on earth, which is the New Jerusalem. We become the living stones of the New Jerusalem. So what we see is the final battle right now is a spiritual battle, and what these, quote, Jews are doing, Talmudic Jews, is if Jesus was here, he would not be nice. He would say, you are of the synagogue of Satan. And precisely what he said when he was first here and he told these Jews, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they were Satanists. And that's what they are.
That's right. You know, the Jews have had almost 2,000 years to clean up their act, you know, but they still persist in worshiping the Babylonian system of religion, the Egyptian system of religion, and their Kabbalah and their Talmud, and they persist in their hatred and their despising of the Messiah, Jesus Christ.
Well, it's part of the reason why the Jews in many nations over the centuries were turfed out of the nations wasn't just because they were, quote, Jewish or had a different faith. It was because they were cliquish, they were evil, they were manipulative, and they did horrifying things to the governments and the peoples of the nations they were in, and repeatedly they were turfed out.
That's
and
true.
People have to understand this. It's not, oh, there's such terrible persecution of the Jews. They asked for it, okay? They begged for it because they literally, and this is something people have to understand, in the Talmud, they refer to anybody other than themselves as they're the only real people or humans on earth. We are soulless dogs. And you have to understand, if that's their perspective, we're not just talking about racism, we're talking about a spiritism where they're spiritually superior that getting rid of all of us is like, I would say, like cleaning your windscreen or your windshield from bugs. They don't consider us equivalent human beings to themselves. That's the facts.
It is the facts. And their Talmud, their most holy book, tells them that, as does their Kabbalah.
Right.
And, you know, when you start off from the beginning with the original blessing, the serpent blessed Adam and Eve, rather than brought sin into their lives.
Right.
You know, you're going to go way, way far from the truth because they keep that same concept in front of their face constantly. The Talmud, for example, has a verse which says that the Jew on the Sabbath, may actually call on the serpent to go forth and to act against or for him. In other words, you order the serpent to go forth and strike your enemies, or to do you some kind of a favor. Now, what religion would actually say you are favored by the serpent, and you can call on him and, you know, invoke him and tell him to go forth and strike your enemy? you know, in some strange way.
Right. So
this is a weird thing that Christians cannot understand.
Well, the problem is, you see, and this is something that I try to say repeatedly, which is why a lot of people will say, oh my gosh, you're having Tex Marsden show, he's an anti-Semite. I'm thinking, you know, you're blinded spiritually, so you can't accept the truth that he's actually trying to reform them so they don't go to the place of spiritual annihilation called hell. He wants to save the people of ancient Hebrew, to turn back to their ancient Hebrew roots, to get rid of the Zohar, the Talmud, and the Sephiot Zira, and stop worshiping the coiled serpent god. He wants them to repent. In fact, it says in Psalms, and they shall see the one they have pierced, which he rejected, Yeshua, and they shall grieve, and one third of the Jews out of this horde that believes in the Talmud will repent. Now remember, it also says that the gospel would be first preached to quote, the Jews, and then to the whole world. And to be honest with you, I don't see the public church on earth preaching the gospel of Jesus. The end isn't going to come until that gospel is preached, but it has to be first preached to the Jews. And in fact, the primary pastor or teacher preaching the gospel to the Jews, which are lost in Satanism, is you. Because you're going to them right face to face and say, now, repent, O people that call yourselves of Israel, who are of the ilk of Satan, repent, for your father, Satan, wishes your destruction. Because the God of heaven loves you despite your sin and wants you to walk away, because if you do not repent of it, you shall partake of the sins of Babylon and the Babylonian system, and you shall die not only a physical death, you shall die a spiritual death, and your nation shall be blotted out of history. That's what's coming. So I think what you're doing is honorable and great, not dishonorable and racist.
Well, I appreciate that, Dr. Bill. And, you know, I've always said our ministry here really tells the truth. And you know, the Bible says that God wishes that no one perish.
Exactly.
And that all men come to the truth.
Now, we have to understand the reason why this Talmud and so on is there, and I want to go into a little history, have you expand on it, because you have it probably in your book. King Balaam, who was just the ancient Khazarian king, decided to choose Judaism, because about Talmudic Judaism, after 1,300 years in Babylon, it was no way, shape, or form equivalent to ancient Hebrew belief systems. And the belief systems of the ancient pagans, of the Khazarians, who used to strike and attack the caravans going from Damascus, Syria, through to China every year, were basically pagans whose belief system was virtually identical, including phallic worship, and serpent worship of the Talmudic Jews, who were by this time completely satanic. So it was like a millimeter change and a name change when they went from King Balaam and being Khazarian Satanist pagans to becoming Talmudic Jews. It was a millimeter change. Not a yard, not a meter, not a mile, a millimeter.
You know, I think that's why King Balaam chose the Jews. He had three religions to choose from.
Right.
They were pagan people, as you mentioned.
Right.
So he had Christianity, or Islam, or, of course, Judaism.
Right.
And of those, he chose Judaism for his people, the people of Khazaria.
Right.
And you know, you're right. It's that the Jews, in their essence, the Jews that the rabbis that he called in from ancient Babylon, who were there at that time.
Right.
He saw their religion was so close to his own pagan nature religion.
It just required a couple name changes.
That's right.
A couple names of gods and demons and God knows what else. It was a millimeter change, people. Sorry to tell you. And if you're Jewish, repent of it and become a believer in the real Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know.
Welcome back. So, Tex, you know, one of the things that I noticed, and I heard this comment too from John Stattmiller. He says, "Bill, you know, your calls really dropped off." And I said, "Well, there's several reasons." I said, "Because I set rules, and I'm getting really good callers now, excellent callers, because I've trained them. They have to stay on topic, they have to make a relevant question, they have to make a relevant statement, no ad hominem attacks, and they have to enrich the people that are listening. I also make the statement of, I'm not going to stop ranting, I'm not going to stop interrupting guests. I'm not going to say that I can't provide a solution or a framework for a solution because I'm a believer in the Most High God. And when I'm lost, which is most of the time, I will pray and God will give me an instant answer or a framework to find an answer on the spot. And the reason is we're in such a desperate time that the northern and southern jet streams are mixing. The earthquakes are increasing rapidly, like it says in Matthew 24. We're at the doors of the destruction of an extinction-level event, and it is primarily the driver for it is spiritual. And the fact that they want to attack you, these Talmudic Jews and the so-called Christians, say, you can't say that about Jews. That's terrible. They're our allies. Really? Do you not want to save them from eternal destruction? Do you not want to save America from becoming a nuclear ashtray? Do you not want to see people slitting the throats of their children so they don't face the horror of what's coming? Well, you better start smartening up and realize. And then when I hear people that say, well, Dr. Deagle, how dare you say that you know more than us? I said, how dare you open your mouth rather than listen and then pray afterward as to whether I'm saying it with the will and the love of the Most High God or just arrogance? Because it's not arrogance, believe me. I would rather do other things than have to do this every day to try to tell you the truth, because it's like Jeremiah, the truth burns in my bosom. Though I wish to be silent, I can't. Okay, so, well, Tex, I'm very proud of you. And anybody who wants to say he's anti-Semitic, put me in the same bucket, because I'm not anti-Semitic, okay? So if you want to attack Tex, put me in the same bucket. And by the way, my family on mother's side are direct blood descendants of Moses who wrote the Pentateuch. So I'm going to tell you, I am absolutely disgusted with Christians or Jews who think they can defend something that's indefensible. Forget it. It's over. There's no room for an argument anymore. Now you need to start repenting. How's that?
There you go. Well, you know, when I announced that this is going to be my next book, holy serpent of the Jews. I mean, even the people who work for me said to me, boy, that's not going to happen. You know, you're not going to sell a lot of books doing that. But, you know, I've
never
really...
that, actually. You know what? People like controversy. They love controversy. Yeah. You know, one thing I found is that the worst emotion is apathy. But if you stir people up and make them mad, my whole approach in broadcasting is completely different than any other broadcaster, even ones that are very inflammatory like Alex Jones. My whole approach is this. I love you. No matter what you treat me or say about me, whatever, it's not dependent on that. But number two, you have to understand this, the only emotion that's unacceptable to me is apathy. If I can make you mad as hell, while I tell you the truth, that's good. Because at some point you're going to say, you know, dear, I think maybe that maniac Deagle might be true. He may be a real believer. He may be putting himself at physical and spiritual and financial other risks to save our butts, not only physically but spiritually. And maybe we need to repent. How about that?
Well, that's nobody talks about repentance anymore. You're the first I've heard in some years, I think, Dr. Bill.
Well, you know why? Because that's a central point of the Bible, is that, you know,
right,
the first repentance is that, number one, God is the source of all truth, all knowledge, all love, and all wisdom. Mm-hmm. And if you think you even have a tiny portion of truth that's even worse matching up against the Most High God, you need to repent. Because no matter how smart you are, and I'm a lot smarter than the average rock in the bucket, it means nothing. Nothing. Because it's like the serpent said to Adam and Eve and says to every sinner, you're so damn good, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're a genius, you got 5 PhDs, you've been in politics 60 years, you're able to summon hordes of demons to do your will like Hillary, Rotten, Clinton, the Hildebeest. Guess what? It means nothing. It means that the fires of Hades, which I call He Has Lost Our Love, that's what hell is. God recognizes He has lost our love. He doesn't throw you into hell, you jump into it.
Mm.
And hell becomes evident when the body drops away. I'd say heaven starts today when you hear God's will and do it. I'm in heaven right now. Because today when I'm doing the will of God, I feel like I'm in a heavenly relationship with the Father. And hell only becomes evident when the body drops away and you realize, oops, I have no relationship with God. Guess what? I had a friend, George Miroff, and I asked him, he was an atheist from Russia and is a biochemist at the Austin Research Institute, and he worked at the biochemistry at Sloan Kettering. He said, well, I had a cardiac arrest after a car accident in Manhattan. He said, all I saw was blank nothing. I said, that's what you see when you're an atheist. And he stopped talking for about 5 minutes.
That isn't it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. So, Tex, I'd like you to continue. I always vet callers, by the way. Dr. Deagle is an interesting filter. It's not a free-for-all here on my program. It's that people have to not do ad hominem attacks. They have to have logical attacks and logic behind their whatever they're trying to say, so that it doesn't become ridiculous. J.D. Michigan, we'd like to know the both of your opinions on real Jews versus fake Jews. I mean, I don't even know that that's a reasonable decision. I mean, what's a real Jew and what's a fake Jew? If most of the rabbis in the country and all the synagogues are teaching the Talmud and the Sefer Zaira and so on, what's a fake Jew? Is it someone with a Jewish name? I mean, if I take my mother's name, Naima, which is basically emerging of the Naomi tribe of the Medes, with the ancient Cohens and the blood descendant of Moses, which became the head of the tribe of, you call the Cohen Gadol. I'm not a Jew, and by the way, Cohens aren't Jews, they're Ephraimites, or sons of Joseph. What people should understand, what's the difference between a real Jew and a fake Jew? First off, the number of people that are real, we call Torah Jews, that believe in the Torah alone and the Bible instead of all these other things, is so tiny, as they say, how many angels could dance on the head of a pin? I haven't met a Torah Jew except ones that, number one, and it didn't matter where they came from. A lot of them were say, Russian Jews. And they converted to become Messianic Christians, and they rejected all this garbage. So I met Russians. For example, I remember reading a neurosurgeon from Russia who was Jewish, and by the way, it was probably Khazarian. And he repented and became a Messianic Christian, and he rejected all this garbage. So he's a real Jew, which means praiser. But would the word fake Jew? It doesn't make sense. Jewish, to be a praiser of God, means you have to follow the Torah and the precepts of the Most High God and have a relationship with God. Relationship trumps religion. And there's no such thing as a word fake Jew. I don't know what the word fake Jew mean. You know, these people that are out there, like the Rothschilds and these so-called Talmudic Jews, they're not Jews, they're fake Jews. They're liars, they're deceivers, they're Satanists, they're wizards and warlocks and witches. Look at the Rodham family. I guarantee you, if you went back in their history, you'd probably find her family were of so-called Khazarian descent, have been witches and warlocks, the Rodhams, for many centuries, and put their daughter, Hillary Clinton, through horrifying sex magic rituals and human sacrifice to make sure that she was avatared by transdimensional demonic entities, because this is what, quote, they do. So what do you think, Tex? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I think maybe this gentleman was getting to the fact that there are, you know, Khazarian Jews.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. So, J.D., do you want to reframe your question and just tell Tex? Because I think you're still sitting there on the air, so go ahead.
No, I appreciate it. I hear what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense to me, because I have been getting to the point where I'm sitting there scratching my head going, is there a real Jew? Because it seems to me they're all basically, you know, what I call these fake Jews, or those that call
exactly,
themselves.
Exactly, yeah. But, you know, the real Jews are Messianic Jews, and many of them are actually, depending whether they, I don't care if they're Mongolian or Japanese or Khazarian Jews that are living in Russia, and they come to Israel and convert in Dizengoff Circle to the Messianic Jewish Fellowship, and they become real Jews. They're real praisers, because now not only their blood, which is their genetics, but their spirit is now in the line of the Most High God, and though they claim to previously be of Jewish descent in Russia, now they're Jesus' children. In other words, there's two houses in Israel, in the world, okay? There's the house of Judah, which is the half-tribe of Benjamin, because they brought half the false fire into the temple, and half of them were killed by the high priest. And then there's the 10 tribes of Ephraim, including the Kohens. Kohens are not Jews. Kohens are Ephraimites, the sons of Joseph. Remember Ephraim and Manasseh? And there's a specific promise to the sons of Joseph, which formed all the tribes of Europe, America, Australia, New Zealand. They're all descendants. So I refer to America as the lead of those nations as Ephraimerica, okay? And so what we're dealing with now, the two houses, Judah, which calls itself Israel, which is, by the way, it says, you know, the fig tree, it has no fruit. If you look at the state of Israel right now, it is an apostate, satanic nation. Now, it's our ally, and we want to see it repent, because God says, and when they shall see the one they have pierced, they will repent. One-third of the Jews that are not Jews, but say they are, will repent and become believers in the Most High God. But it's God's will. I mean, with our patience, with our human patience, we wouldn't wait for thousands of years to get them to change. But God will work on their hearts, and he will change at least a third of them. That's what he says. Now, I don't know what percentage of the rest of the population of Earth are going to repent. So far, what I see with the support of Hillary Clinton by, you know, almost, you know, varying depending on the poll, almost a majority or just below a majority, that's pretty disgusting, because if people want to share in the evil that Hillary has done and will do, they themselves are evil and have a curse on them. And not just for America, but for the whole world. And look at the global politicians. The simple people of Britain that want their bangers and mash finally decided to get out of Brexit, because 85% of the rulemaking was made by bureaucrats in Brussels who could care a rat's behind what happens to the poor people of Britain while they're being raped, pillaged, and their jobs taken away by foreigners coming into their country, and Islam, who wants to Islamify, including the mayor, Mr. Khan from Pakistan, who wants to Islamify and create a Islamic Londonistan superstate inside of Britain is a tumor, an Islamic tumor. And we tolerate this? And a truth teller who is not a misogynist or a racist, Mr. Trump, finally says the truth. And people are such saints, oh my God, you're in the same class as Tex Mars. You're telling the truth. How dare you tell the truth in a time of tyranny? And remember now, the very measure is that telling the truth in a time of tyranny is a bold and a dangerous and, in a sense, an intellectual terroristic act by the so-called globalist Satanists. They don't want you to tell the truth that they worship Satan. But this rabbi, when I contacted him 26 years ago to learn Hebrew, he said straight up, because they said, well, because you're a Kohen, I'm going to tell you straight up. You know, we're wizards and warlocks, and we summon demons. And by the way, we're closer to Harry Potter. I'm thinking,
exactly.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that. You know, at least he showed the respect as a fellow Hebrew. At least he claimed to be, that he would show me the respect to tell me the truth. That hey, by the way, we're Satanists and wizards. Okay.
Yeah. Dr. Bill, that's like the testimony given by Rabbi Finkelstein, where he just came out, and it was in some interview that I can't remember the guy's name who did it, but you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
That's a good one, and there's
I'm sure
there's
the thoughts of it, and the thing is, you see, if there's Jews listening, they need to know there's power in the Spirit of the Most High God, but the first step is to realize, number one, you're wrong. Number two, God's always right. And once you do that, you don't have to clean yourself up enough to be good enough for God. God will clean you up as you walk with Him. And as you walk with Him, He'll spray you down what I call the spiritual high-pressure sprayer. He'll start to get you to do things that He decides in His will are things you need to do that'll clean you up from the inside out. You can't clean yourself up for God. So people think, well, I want to need to do this procedure, get this priesthood, or do this thing in this or that religion. You know, and there's all kinds of denominations. They all think they're superior because they know something, you know.
Here's one other little question I had, somewhat related, but for text, I just want to say I got almost all of Texas books, and I love your work. It's awesome. The other question is, I think Donald Trump is having some kind of an experience of a spiritual nature, hopefully, similar to JFK, and I think Lincoln may have had somewhat at the end there.
That's why they killed him. Why do you think they killed him? They killed him because
his son died in the White House, so he was starting to scratch his head, saying, maybe I'm not doing the right thing here or something.
Absolutely. Now, John F. Kennedy faced Addison's disease, which was going to kill him, when he knew he was going to meet his maker shortly, he just started to get his spiritual affairs in order, and he started to come against a lot of internal enemies, including LBJ, the Jews who wanted to get the bomb, which is a good part of the reason, the Mafia. I mean, there's so many enemies that all converged with LBJ, the primary functionary, to make sure that the assassination occurred in Dealey Plaza with the CIA. So we've had a coup d'etat with the CIA and the secret agencies working with globalists ever since the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Now, the other question is, with Trump, you know, it's my understanding that his son and his daughter have both married a couple of billionaire Jews,
right?
And Trump's attorney in New York City, in his real estate dealings, was a sodomite Jew who died of AIDS, like maybe a number of years back.
I'm certain that there are experiences he's going through as he realizes the reality. Trump is not one of the reasons why Trump is successful. Is you're never successful in business, okay, or in medicine, unless you're honest. For example, if you're, say, a vascular surgeon and you don't realize there's a certain bleeder going on in the patient's going to expire on you. The same way in a deal. If you lie to yourself about the factors in the deal, whether or not the other side is being honest about the construction facility and the materials you're using and so on, the building will fall down, or the deal will break up, or you'll lose your shirt. Now, therefore, that same process is going on as he's in a learning process, because he's going to open up some oil drum-sized cans of worms. One of them is the fact that building a wall is not going to stop the illegal heroin going into Vermont. It's going to stop when the large C-130s are not carrying it through to U.S. military bases, like Aurora Air Force Base or Mena, Arkansas, with Bill and Hillary Clinton. You know, I'm a good old boy. I'm an adopted son of George Bush Sr. You know, the thing is that Bill Clinton, literally, and this is what they stated, George Bush Sr. said that Bill Clinton is his adopted son. You know why? Because they're co-criminals. You know, when they go to Bohemian Grove, the hillbillies are the Bushes, and I'm not sure what the name of the house for the Clintons are, but they're buds, okay? Because they're co-criminals. Now, Hillary Clinton is without a doubt one of the most intelligent, most evil people who's ever walked the face of the earth in 1,000 years.
Right.
I got to tell you, if she gets in, we have in the White House, if she does get in, we have, if you want to call it, the beast dictator. Because what she'll do to America and the world will be mind-boggling. And she said already last year with Obama, because he's always taking golfing vacations, she won't have her hand off the tiller. And believe me, her dark alliances with the dark side, including the Talmudic Jews in Israel and the globalists and so on, will be very, very vicious.
Right. The other thing I just want to throw out here for the listeners is I think some of the best information I've come across, too, along with Texas work, is, and nobody mentions this guy, is Eustace Mullins, who really...
Oh, yeah, I had Eustace on years ago before he died on the program. I had Eustace on many years ago. Yeah, he's very good.
Yep.
And he calls it straight up. And the problem is, people that are straight up, even a lot of the alternative media want to disrespect them. For example, I'm sure text that you don't get the adequate respect you do even from the alternative media. Say, well, I don't know, man. I better not interview text. Oh, but you might lose some audience. You might lose some sales. You might do this or that. Guess what? I could give a rat's behind. I'm going to do the will of the Most High God until the last day that God takes the last oxygen molecule from my mitochondria and says, you're coming home, Deagle. Okay, so, you know, I could care less. In fact, if I can offend you to the truth, when all hell breaks loose, we're going to talk about this in hour two today, about the crossing of the northern and southern jet streams and the gravity waves and everything. And believe me, God gave me the intelligence and the first-hand Tier 1 science contacts, and I have a photographic memory. So I'm going to go over all these things in science, and if somebody thinks they know more than me, teach me. Show me the facts, show me the evidence, but what I'm going to tell you today will scare the pants off you.
Dr. Bill, I just had the thought on the tip of my tongue and then I forgot it, but Eustace Mullins, I think, is great. Ezra Pound was the one that pointed him in the direction to look into these things.
Right.
And I can't believe that Tex has gotten on with Alex Jones.
I'm concerned because, you know, if you actually check out Alex, he's only a few steps removed from control by the CIA.
Absolutely.
He wants to control the media. One of the reasons why I left the Genesis Network is Alex asked me to come from RBN about 10 years ago and promised to have me on specials and so on. But having Deagle on your program is not just having an average MD doctor on and maybe has an opinion. I have knowledge in a whole wide range of science, technology, and so on, that from nuclear physics to Tier 1 science to for classified work with the FBI and CDC that I work firsthand. And having me on is like having a loose cannon with the fuse lit on the deck of the ship. Okay? So when you have me on, if you say something that's damaging to the public or just plain a lie, it's not a pleasant thing to have me on your show. So Alex did never, in fact, when I call back to actually be on this show regularly, he said, you're stalking me. That's what he actually said. Now, you have to understand, I persisted, although they removed my commercials and put them on minor shows, which is against the contract. And they marginalized me, even though I rose to number two on the network. And since then, I think variously at times, I'm number one on Network Genesis, and they still are rebroadcasting my shows against my will. Now, the fact is, the reason it's so popular because people say, well, what happened to Deagle? Why is Deagle gone? Deagle's gone because they disrespected me and the message that I wanted to put out. They didn't realize that I presented information that nobody else on Earth, either in the medical field, the geopolitical field, or Tier 1 science, is presenting. And they disrespected the fact that now these events are happening so people know it's believable. It's not like 20 years ago when people said, this guy's a nut. He needs to be in a psychiatric
facility. Dr. Bill, don't you agree today in the medical system with the standard of care being written by Zeke Emanuel's brother, Rahm Emanuel's brother, Zeke Emanuel, that it's designed, especially with the older people, to kill them, to take them out?
Well, you're talking about Easy Kill Emanuel?
Yes.
You like that?
That's a good one, Dr.
Easy Kill Emanuel. I thought that. And he even writes manuals. Easy Kill Emanuel. Okay. So,
Tex,
I ran it too much here. I want you to continue with the discussion here. So,
Thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome, JD. Call back again sometime. Okay, Tex, what do you think?
A very, very literate, smart guy there.
Now, I cut both ways. I mean, I appreciate the fact I was over in Genesis, but they didn't respect me. And I don't ask for respect. I damn well demand it. I'm not an exactly easy person to push around. And I'm half a lawyer, which is why I'm filing federal lawsuits in various jurisdictions in the United States. I work with the State Department. I'm not without skill sets in pretty well every sphere you can imagine. And I am absolutely on fire and not going to let anybody push around Christians or the truth anymore. And that includes in the alternate media. I'm going to call out names and places and people. And believe me, I have a laser intellectual and emotional death ray to destroy those who want to play and control the avenues and the questions and the issues of truth. For example, when people want to argue about 9/11, firstly, I knew the radar commander at NORAD and the U.S. Space Command, because I was Tier 1 science cleared, presidential level cleared. They were first-hand friends of mine. I know them by name. So they put icons on the screen, so 9/11 was a war game, number one. Number two, it was a nuclear demolition. because the buildings were sick. I know the senior engineers and so on actually proved that we're sick in the late 90s, years before the Port Authority in New York even put out a request to see if they could demolish the buildings or refurbish them at $1 billion a floor to fix the asbestos and the other problems. So, you want to hear the truth? You're not going to hear it any more clearly than from Dr. D.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
We're going to cut short the Adele telling us how terrible things are. Guess what? It's beyond terrible. It's indescribable if you actually knew the truth. In fact, people should really understand this and realize that I have mercy, because I only talk about 10% of what I know, and most of it's so damned horrifying about what's happened and what's going to happen that I show enough restraint to not tell you. Now, in the next hour, I'm going to tell you a few things that are going to scare the pants off you. And if you think that we're making this up, you can check the regular medical journals and the articles I'm going to post today, and you're going to realize we're not going to head toward the end times. We're in it. And when you look at the current election cycle, when you look at what's going on with the Jews in Israel, And by the way, they're working lockstep with ISIS. I talked to an anesthesiologist 3 months ago who was actually taking care in hospitals in Israel of ISIS people who were injured in attacks by Russian and Syrian and Peshmerga forces. Okay? So if you don't think the state of it's a real hell, and that's what I call them, and America and our CIA and Academy, which used to be called Blackwater Security, and GS4, which, by the way, this guy Mateen was a member of GS4, which also took care of all the buildings that were involved in 9/11, Securicom, you don't realize the damned evil things are. You're an idiot. You're stupid. You're putting us all in danger. It's like giving you a fire axe in the middle of a lifeboat. I'm not putting up with it. And if you want to call into my show, I'm going to do mixed mental martial arts on you. I'm not going to be nice. I'm going to take you down to Chinatown. Now, if you want to get informed like our last guest or make a statement of fact, even if you've got grade 3 and you're intelligent and you actually have facts or a real statement to make, I beg you to call in. But if you think that you know more than Dr. Deagle on any of these areas, it's going to get ugly. And you need to know why, because I'm so driven on this. I do this 7 days a week because I'm so driven. I realize my days, weeks, months, and years on this earth before you face the full force of what's coming are limited. And we don't even know how long we're going to have freedom of speech. If we have major terrorism on American soil, do you think that Obama or Hillary Rodham Clinton, if she becomes president, are not going to remove the ability to have alternative media? Do you think that they're not going to either jail or execute or put us in internment camps if they don't want to have our voice spoken or even raise questions? Did you know that if I said these things in Canada, because I had a Canadian radio show, that they literally threatened to arrest me in Canada when I was back there for a few years on Canadian television, radio across the country, and we had a top show? Do you think that I told them off and said, I dare you to try to sue me because I'm on an American show too and I'll sue your pants off you and make a media spectacle of it? That's the only thing that restrained him is the fact that I'm such a big bad guy that they say, oh, I don't know if we better go after Deagle, man. This guy's on American radio, too. He'll take us down. You bet you believe it. And the same way people have to understand is I don't take this lightly. So when I have people like Texan, I think you have to understand, get his books, support what he's doing. For God's sake, if we don't repent for the Jews, Israel will be destroyed. America will be destroyed. In fact, 2 centuries from now, if there is a humanity on the planet, they will think that America was a legend that has never existed. That's how bad it'll be. Text your closing comment.
I agree totally with you, Dr. Bill, very, very much.
Yeah, and we're going to be on next week with Tex and ongoing visits. So, as they say, accept the truth and repent. Reject the truth and face judgment because it's at the doors. Repentance, repentance. Pray, pray, pray for America, for the world, and for the truth that our people that call themselves Jews and are not need to become praisers of the Most High God, which is what Jew means.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.